Hello and welcome to episode 12 of Tibble Nibbles, where we went to Tonkotsu in Hackney. So we went there to get the special deal, which was the Gizzy Erskine edit of Tonkotsu. So we got a bowl of ramen, some chicken wings and a beer for £22.50, which was pretty good. So I'm quite a big fan of Tonkotsu. I think I prefer it to Bone Daddy's. I appreciate there's sort of almost like a little bit of a divide competition going on between the two. But I really like the Tonkotsu pork ramen. So we went there. It's very easy to find. Hackney Central is not too far away. It's about five stops, I think, on the tube for me. So you just come out and turn left and just walk up the, almost like the little high street. And it's there on the right-hand side. The restaurant itself is sort of fairly long and narrow. It's very bright. It's plain, you know, it's simple. I mean, just like Tonkotsu is in Soho, they had no problem fitting in seven of us. We thought we'd booked, but apparently the booking hadn't gone through or something. But they were quite enough that they could quite happily accommodate us. All of us had the option of the Gizzy edit. We had a beer, which was like an IPA, which was very drinkable, nice and fruity, quite hoppy, as these things tend to be. And I think went really well with the food that we had. So the wings came out first. They were pretty hot, you know, sort of probably right at the upper end for me. They were very slow burn, so just be prepared for that. I ate, you know, two wings. And I was like, oh, that's fine. I'm not really hot at all. And then it started to build. It definitely got the eyes watering. Though my friend who has a very much higher tolerance of chili for me was like, oh, you know, they're fine. They're, you know, it's pretty average. So I was a little bit surprised by that. But for me, that was the perfect heat. And then the ramen that came out was a really nice broth, very rich. So I think it was the standard Tonkotsu broth, basically with pork and kimchi, which was really good. The one thing that I found was that it wasn't very hot. Normally when you go and have ramen, you know, you have to sort of sit and watch it for, you know, 10 minutes or so, or risk stripping all of the skin off your mouth when you start eating the broth. But this one was pretty warm rather than hot, I would certainly say. Now, again, I don't really have an issue with warm food. I eat pretty quickly. But I know there are some people who eat slowly, so like their food to be absolutely piping hot when it arrived. And others who just like hot, you know, just like their food to be really hot. I'm not sure whether this was just because they were doing seven orders at once and they wanted to bring them all out at the same time, so therefore the ones that came out first were a little bit cooler, or not. But just be aware of that. So if you do want it hot, you might just want to mention something. Certainly wings and ramen and a beer was more than enough, you know, even for me. And I'm a pretty big eater. I actually didn't manage to finish my ramen. I left a fairly decent supply of noodles, though to be fair, I did drink most of the broth just because I loved it so much. I was really impressed. I thought £22.50 for that plus service, so what, probably about £25, but once you put all that in, was actually a really good deal, and I was super pleased. I would certainly go there again. I would probably rather travel into Soho. You know, it's probably just as easy. I'd imagine it's probably 6 2/3 for me, how long it takes me to get to either coming from Camden Town. But Tonkotsu is the one in Soho that I like, and I think, you know, the area is much livelier. This is sort of almost on like a shopping street. I don't know how much passing trade it's doing or even how well it's doing, but it was fairly quiet when we were in there, you know, admittedly on a Wednesday night. But the food was the same quality. They still have the ramen making machine for making the noodles, which was very interesting to have a look at, with a little sign that says, you know, if you don't make your own noodles, then you're just a soup purveyor or something like that, which I don't know how true that is or not. I mean, I do love ramen and I eat it pretty regularly, but I can't say that I can really tell the difference. But I'm sure it will help some people choose Tonkotsu over the other people. So in short, just a very quick review on this one. I thought the people were super nice. The staff were really good and friendly. The food was excellent. I love the wings. I thought the wings were excellent. I thought the ramen as well actually lines up with I have a local ramen place near me in Camden High Street called Seto, and that's generally the order that I will do. They do a very, very good pork and kimchi ramen. So to have that, had to have a similar thing up here was really nice. So recommended if you can get that deal. I don't know how long the £22.50 deal is on. It's certainly worthwhile and worth giving a go to. If you're not such big eaters, it's probably worthwhile one person having that deal and the other person just having ramen and sharing three wings each, because it is a pretty generous offer. So now we're up to date with the tonkotsu. I went up to date with all of my restaurant visits in the last month. I went to tonkotsu yesterday on the 5th of April. So the next one to look forward to is I'm going to Roka for brunch on Sunday, and I've been there a few times before. I really, really like it. So it'll be interesting to see how we get on. Last time they rushed us a little bit, and they kept wanting to bring out our main courses when we hadn't finished with the starters. So we'll see. We might, you know, we've had to be a little bit firm with them in the past, given that we generally go as a fairly big group. You know, we do get the full three. We do get 3 hours as a sitting, and obviously you want to make sure that you get the whole deal that you can. So we'll see how we get on. If you want to send me any feedback, I'm always on the lookout for new ramen places to go and visit. So if there's anywhere that you've been to that you think is particularly good, that's within a fairly easy travel of Camden Town, please let me know. You can email me on tibblenibbles@gmail.com, so tibblenibbles @gmail.com, or @tibblenibbles, tibblenibbles on Twitter. So keep your ears peeled on for Sunday, when there'll be a review of Roka, depending obviously how much wine I've drunk. So I'll look forward to talking to you then.